Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. No Cody. No John. I'm Paul Gallant. He is Fred Davis. And now joining us, a very special guest who has a very dear place in my heart. 11-year Major League vet and a part of the greatest World Series champion team of all time.
Wow,
the 2004 Boston Red Sox. That's not even debatable. Kevin Millar joining us. Kevin, thanks so much, man.
Boys, thanks for having me, man. That was a great introduction.
I love it. Hey, so you've been here. You've done that. You have been a part of a team that had to come back when pretty much no one was picking them to win. And right now, everyone right here in town is feeling a bit like a zombie as they try to see if the Astros are able to pull themselves back in this one. How do they do it? How do they wake up these bats?
Listen, the good news is that they're undefeated in their house, and just like the Yankees, I mean, they are a different club on the at their house. Verlander has the ball. You have the best pitcher going since he's been in an Astros uniform. That's the good news. The bad news is how do we eliminate, giving nine outs to the bullpen, because that's the one glaring weakness of this Astros team. I still think they're going to be fine. They're going to hit. They're going to, you have to hit early and score fast like they've done all year. Credit the Yankees starting pitching. Obviously, their bullpen's been great, but I don't think their starting pitching's got enough credit because they've really been doing a great job, this whole postseason. But you got Verlander on the mound. You got your home fans there. It's just one of those things, man. You got to win, period. You got to go in there and you got to feel good, and you got to feel good about your situation. We all thought this would go game seven, and here you are, like AJ said about 2 days ago in the press conference, we're trying to get this to game seven like everybody thought.
Kevin Millar joining us here on In the Loop. For a team that was so dynamic throughout the course of the regular season offensively, decent, had their moments in in the ALDS, what do you attribute to what, the fact that these bats just have not been hitting so far through the first five games?
I just think that, what happens in the postseason, when these eight teams were in it, those are the best eight teams in the big leagues, which means they have the best pitching. They have the best bullpen. They have the best starters. There's always a 1-2 punch. If you're facing the Nationals, you get by Strasburg and you have to get by Max Scherzer. So it's the same thing right now. I think the starting pitching has been great, and I think that's part of the struggle. But they're going to have somebody step up. It's not like they're not, hittable. You just got to go out there and have better at bats. A little pressure is going to be off because you're at home. And I think they understand where they're at. That's why McCann and Beltran, when they had a little team meeting at the end of the last game, it's kind of getting them, their mind right. We're okay, boys. This is the postseason. This is where we worked hard to get to, and we're heading back home. We have Verlander on the mound. Like, there's a lot of positives, and that's the way I look at it. I mean, I think the positives are they have their guy going. We just need to find a way to get this to game seven because anything can happen. I mean, game sevens are awesome in all of sports because somebody steps up and you have no idea.
One of the things that to me is most frustrating is seeing our MVP, at least in our eyes, Jose Altuve, being reduced to what he has, which is average at best right now. And then also seeing Aaron Judge basically get crowned the MVP right before our eyes. But he has earned it thus far. If you had to pick a guy on the Astros, Kevin, that is actually going to be able to snap out of this slump, because it really is lineup wide, who is it? Is it Altuve? Is it Carlos Correa? Who are we looking for here?
Carlos Correa and Altuve, they swing the bats great at some point before going in the Yankee Stadium. The rest of the guys were 6-for-66. So I think you're going to have to – I would love to see a lefty. I would love to see Reddick get going. I would love to see, Brian McCann, clicking one. I think a good lefty against, Severino, getting a hitter's count. He's got the highest velocity of any starting pitcher. He averages like 97 miles an hour. Okay, so you can get hitter's counts. You can get some fastballs. I think you got to get one of those guys to click it, but – what makes them so great, though, and the Astros have a great lineup, is that they all do it. So once you get a few base runners, and then you're a home run away from really getting this crowd fired up and get Verlander a lead, and that's his job to hold it. I think they just need to, one of those lefties need to click somebody.
Kevin Millar joining us here on In the Loop. All right, so you feel good about Verlander going and doing his thing tonight. Plus, he's been lights out in elimination games anyway. But, of course, the million-dollar question is, who do they throw out in a Game 7? Maybe it's Morton. Maybe it's McCullers. You've been on the situation before. What does Hinch tell this team going into a Game 7, provided they take care of business tonight?
Yeah, I think then it's all hands. You know, you're going. I think Charlie Morton stuff plays. He threw a decent game in Yankee Stadium. I think we all saw the game that Lance McCullers threw. I don't know if you throw him short rest. He was on full rest, and, you know, they took him out after 81 pitches, you know, with Judge's home run to dead center, which, you know, that's tough to ask to give 9 outs on the road to a bullpen that's already probably your weakness of your club. So I think then now you just either start Charlie Morton, see how stuff's playing. It's a heavy bowling ball, great. If he's throwing strikes, great. And then you got McCullers sitting out there. And then I think you just have everybody, you know, matchup to matchup to matchup, and hopefully that offense is scoring off them. It's fun. Game 7s are awesome. They have to take care of business of Game 6. We all know that. And the Yankees are looking awesome, right? They're built for the long haul. I just think that they've been a different club also on the road, and this is where the Astros need to take advantage of it.
Kevin, should the Astros pitch to Aaron Judge at all the rest of the series?
He hasn't been great on the road, boys. He's been great at home if you look at the numbers. So, yeah, he's definitely a huge threat in 6'8", 285 pounds. But I still think he struck out a lot, and you can look at him. You know, there's a strikeout and there's an out there. You just can't make a mistake. And, you know, going soft with him and soft down away I think is okay. You know, and hopefully he gets in swing mode, because that short porch left, it makes you leak a little bit. And he's already leaking as a big fella. He's just – but, you know, who are you going to pitch to? You know, you got Sanchez right behind him. It's, you know, it's a 40 home run guy. So you can't, you know, Didi Gregorius, you know, they're a deep lineup. You got to kind of see and feel how the game's going. Obviously, base open, you know, you got to be careful.
Hopefully, we'll be able to see Justin Verlander do what he did in what was an incredible Saturday night performance with the 13 strikeouts and a complete game. Kevin Millar, you're hanging out with SeatGeek. You got your own promo code. Tell us about SeatGeek.com and the baseball playoffs.
It's an awesome app, boys. If you don't have it, get it on your device. It's great. You know, you can go out there and look for tickets and good deals at the Astros game. You can see if you're getting a good deal or a bad deal. I love that. Concert tickets. But a great app to kind of see and sniff out great events to go to. I love it. I use it here in Austin. A lot of concerts coming through here. Also, if you do type in the promo code Millar, we'll give you $20 off your first purchase. So it's really a great app, and it truly is. And I think, you know, go in there and grab some tickets tonight on that app, and SeatGeek.com. It's awesome.
There we go. Kevin Millar. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us, man.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Kevin Millar, everybody. Kevin Millar is fantastic. Kevin Millar, look, if you're looking for a refreshing voice covering baseball,
yeah,
he is the one to go to.
Is he the Tony Romo of baseball?
He's more fun than that. He's on Twitter at
KMillar15. More fun than Tony Romo?
Oh, by far.
Tony Romo's a blast. From a color standpoint?
Millar blows him away. Come on, man.
You know what? I don't even know why I'm asking you this. In your Kevin Millar, we could insert him into anything, and you think he's going to be the best ever.
I mean, I would want to rage with Kevin Millar. I feel like if I'm raging with Tony Romo, I think that Tony Romo is going to bring his kids. Sorry, pass.
Listen. Especially you being a single guy, don't underestimate the power of having kids along with you. Just saying.
You're two doing
just
well?
Just saying. Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Good. That's good to hear, buddy. Fred Davis and Paul Gallant in the Loop Sports Radio 610 up till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Okay, so, I mean, look, I feel like the Astros do have a chance in this one. I know a lot of people think that it is over, and I think it is very smart to believe that it is over based off of the way that the lineup has performed. I think one of the things that people aren't talking about is that the Yankees are in a new situation that they haven't found themselves in before. This is a young baseball team, much like the Astros were back in 2015. Remember, they could have put the Royals home up 2-1 in Game 4 in 2015, and then Will Harris happened, A.J. Hinch doesn't pull him out, yada, yada, yada. They've been through an experience like that before. The Yankees have now two chances to close out the Astros, but as Kevin mentioned, 1-4 on the road thus far in the playoffs, and the one game that they did win, it was one where the Indians, if they win, that's elimination as well. They would have knocked the Yankees out. Give them credit for that win. I mean, that's going up against the defending American League champions. But I'm very curious as to how the Yankees handle this spot right now. Because playing three games in New York City, dominating the Astros the way they did in two of those games, and then the comeback win in Game 4, they've got to be feeling awfully high on themselves. Will they maintain composure, stay focused, for tonight's game. Again, you got Justin Verlander. That probably wakes them up a little bit. But I'm curious as to how they handle this. I think this is a tricky situation for a team that, like the Astros in 2015, is definitely ahead of schedule.
No, they're definitely ahead of schedule. And you got to feel good knowing that, okay, we lost those game one and two on the road. But, again, those were bottom of the ninth. Anything could have, anything could have gone wrong. It could have gone our way. So you're feeling good about things again. And to come back the way they did in game four, you got your boy Aaron Judge, who's playing great right now. I mean, it just, and, so Severino's pitching tonight. And if there's one team that, and if there's one guy that the Astros can feel good about,
they hit him earlier
Severino.
This year.
Exactly. Correa's had a good year against him as well, too. So you feel good about their chances. And again,
he doesn't scare me.
No, he doesn't, and all the stars are lined up perfectly. Now, what does scare me is if it does go. See, the thing about the Yankees that even if Severino gets knocked out early, you still feel good because you like their bullpen. Whereas, God forbid, Verlander gets knocked around early.
You're right.
You're screwed.
There's no margin for error for Justin Verlander.
None. No, I mean, it's ride or die.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm okay. You know what? He allows three runs. He allows four runs. I want to pitch in nine innings. I don't want to see this Astros bullpen. You shouldn't want to see this Astros bullpen. Who are they going to turn to? Chris Devinsky? Oh, no, thank you. Not this series. Not this series.
You don't. And so.
The Dragon. Yeah, okay.
It is literally ride or die, Justin Verlander tonight. But again, if there was ever a guy, I mean, put it this way. You feel a lot better riding or dying with Verlander than you do with Keuchel. Because, again, it's hindsight being 2020. Yes, he gets knocked around early in that, what's he go, 4 2/3 in the last game. But you just felt like with the way things were going, it was due, right?
Yeah.
The Yankees were due to finally get to Keuchel. And I don't want to say he looked shaky in game one, but he had his moments. Verlander, after dominant performance, and again, he's 3-1 in his last four elimination games where he shut out the A's in games, I think it was, five or six, whatever it was, in 2013 and 2014. So, or excuse me, 2012 and 2013. So, again, if there's ever anybody to get right game, you couldn't have a better guy on top of the mound to handle that. Now let's just see if the bat's get going and can carry some of that mo into tomorrow because you're going to have
it. Right, and hopefully the Yankees don't adjust from what they did on Saturday against Justin Verlander. And look, the Astros are going to have to adjust what they did against Severino because Carlos Correa is the only guy that did anything against Severino in game number two. They pulled him because of the injury concerns. Not a whole lot of tape on him, not a whole lot to study on him. If he continues with that approach and the Astros don't feel very confident in their approach tonight, well, maybe Severino does go another 5-6 and he only gives up one run, maybe zero runs. Oh, God. Now I'm starting to talk myself onto the ledge.
Bregman's due, baby.
Okay.
Bregman.
By the way,
is he 5'4"?
He is not tall. He is not tall. I do not think he is 5'4".
Not that that matters.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I'm Paul Gallant. He is Fred Davis. We're sitting in for John and Cody. 713-572-4610 to call, to text in as well at the Freddie D for Fred on Twitter. At Gallant says, for me, coming up next, man, last night is even more proof. This guy's upset about it.
I'm still rocking my boys, though.
That the AFC is so wide open. We'll discuss why in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.